On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good friend, I know you're pushed for time this morning. Big couple of days in cinema lately.
Yeah, big movie out this week. Solo, A Star Wars Story.
I went to see it last night.
Young Han Solo.
I went
Did you dig, Mike?
I didn't dig paying $11.60 for a bottle of pump and a frozen Coke. But yeah, you know what, man? I thought it was the best one in the last four that I've seen. I really loved it.
Tell me more about your snack bar grievances.
No, they just cost too much. It's ridiculous. No one around downloads them.
I dug this film too. In fact, I think I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed The Last Jedi. I thought this captured a tone and a spirit that suited Han Solo. There was no evidence of all the production problems this film faced. Like most Star Wars movie, I spend a lot of time thinking about why didn't they do this? Why did they do that? Why couldn't they have done this? But I think we're going to get that no matter what they do. We've all spent our lives kind of imagining our Star Wars fantasies, and we just got to accept that the movies are not going to be those.
I thought this one was a corker. Absolute beauty. I just was going, it didn't do that ridiculous ebb and flow thing that the other ones sort of get a bit sort of cliche, you know, the big battle, nice and quiet.
I'd go with corker as well. I just mean that you can't help, when you care this much about Star Wars, you just can't help but go, well, they could have done this, they could have done that. And you kind of just wondered, like, no matter what they decide, you're always going to be considering the alternative in a lot of ways. But I thought they did a great job. A lot of debate about Alden Ehrenreich as young Han Solo. I thought he was great. I thought
fantastic.
He was relaxed and laconic. And I thought all the Chewbacca stuff was amazing.
Yep.
I loved the Chewbacca introduction. I thought Woody Harrelson was pretty cool. There was some nice, tangible aliens in it. Not too much CGI. And that big heist bit, I thought the second half dragged a little bit. But overall, I had a rollicking good time, and I was very shocked and surprised by that big cameo that we won't spoil, which raises all sorts of questions that I think I know the answers to now. But a lot of fun.
And what about I've forgotten her name now, Khaleesi. Because she was
Amelia Clark,
who is really cool. She was cool. Her character was really cool. I just thought she was that she maybe didn't. She was a little bit Khaleesi, I thought. Or is that maybe just because I've watched Game of Thrones? When she said, when
"No,
she,
I think."
Oh, I'm not going to give that away.
With Amelia Clark, she started when she co-starred in that Terminator film that came out. I started to think she had a case of the Orlando Bloom, which is that someone who comes out with a big role and a big fantasy thing, and everyone loves them, and it's like, okay, this person's going to be a big star. And then you realize they can't really do anything else. And which is what happened with Orlando Bloom. But I think in this film, Amelia Clarke showed that she can maybe do something else. She's not completely escaping from Khaleesi yet, but she was better in this than she was as Sarah Connor in Terminator Genesis. So maybe she's not going to be afflicted with the Orlando Bloom curse.
Yeah, no, I love that movie. I thought it was a beauty. It was very, very... And you know what? I'll tell you what, you say we love Star Wars. There was 9 people in the cinema.
Really?
The 9 o'clock showing last night, 9 people in the cinema.
Albany?
I won't say which shitty old cinema it was, but it was a pretty shitty
Sylvia
old cinema.
Park?
No, it wasn't one of the flasher ones.
Mid-City 1?
The Bridge 1?
The Theatre Centre?
No, it was Henderson. Henderson, near my brother's house, Henderson. Westgate.
Pace of Carriage.
No, it's just... Val Morgan.
Sky City, Val Morgan, yeah. Anyway, cool. Yeah, well, hey, I better run, though. But I'm glad you dug it, and I'm sure the other 10 people in the cinema did too. And hooray for Star Wars.
All right, I'll speak to you next week. Cheers.
Cheers, Mike. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
In and out with a flash.